The Legacy Land Conservancy helps homeowners with farms and wetlands and prairies preserve their land in Washtenaw and Jackson counties. But the thing about the properties is that you and I can't go walk around them and hang out because they're private and people live there. So the Conservancy came up with an idea to help people know these areas in another way by pairing up artists with landowners. The artists would go and meet the landowners on their property and soak up the vibe and get a feel for the specific piece of land and its history, and then make a piece of art inspired by it. Dave Fisher is one of those artists. He says as he was getting ready to check out the property, he had a pretty romantic idea of what it would look like it'd be all pretty with a lake and all these trees. He says if that image were a piece of music, it would be
Vespucci's The Pines of Rome.
Quick history lesson, that was written in 1924 and is about, among other things, pine trees in Italy. But once Fisher walked around the property, things changed. This particular piece of land is just north of Ann Arbor, and it butts up against U.S. 23.
Actually, I walked the eastern part of the property first, and that part struck me pretty deeply. I mean, the number of dead ash trees from the emerald ash borer were truly shocking. I mean, huge trees down all over the place. And, you know, obviously they've been down for a while. Just the devastation. It looked like a tree war zone back there.
But there were also a bunch of maturing pine trees that the owner had planted.
There's a nice beautiful pond area. There's pretty large hardwood trees around there. So, you know, It's really a nice setting. It's very natural feeling. But then there's this thing about, you know, the sound of 23, the development is literally a few steps away from this.
And that tension between the man-made world and the natural world is what stuck with Fisher. And it's what he kept thinking about as he started to draft ideas of the artwork he wanted to make. And if Fisher had to pick a song that represented his new view of the property...
There's a guy called Panda Bear. Have you ever heard of him?
Not familiar with him.
Okay. He's got a piece of music called Afterburner. So that might be more afterwards, because it's a really interesting piece of music that has this sort of like mechanical loop going on.
Fisher ended up making two sculptures that could fit on a table or a shelf. He's taken branches and part of a dogwood tree from the property and chopped it up and fused it together with glass and some metal part of a car that he found on the side of a highway. The piece has great textures of the raw grooves of wood next to the chippy strips of metal with flecking yellow paint. Fisher says in the end, what he wanted to do was demonstrate what the Conservancy is trying to do. And that is, in his words, to slow down development and put in this buffer zone where things won't get turned into a subdivision or shopping center. 43 artists have made artwork inspired by different properties. They'll be on display and for sale as a fundraiser for the Conservancy. The show opens up this Saturday and it runs for a month at the Mathai Botanical Gardens in Ann Arbor. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.